afraid of Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf. Who's afraid of Virginia?
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City is a new production by Stage Center of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios are Jim Coles, who will be taking on the role of George in this production, and Janin Pugh, who will be playing George's wife, Martha, as they proceed to educate a new faculty member and his wife at an after-hours party in their home. Rachel Lee McGill is also with us this morning. She is taking on the role of Honey in this production. And with them this morning is Missy Weiss, the president of the board of directors for Stage Center. And she's going to fill us in on a little bit about the center's mission and educational opportunities for young aspiring actors. And I want to thank all of you for joining me this morning. We got quite a crowd in the studios this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you.
So let's start with a little bit about Albee and how he came to name this play. I was regaling you with the story of, you know, he saw this scrawled on a bathroom wall at a Northeastern, you know, university that he was visiting, and it just struck him. But you all had some of your own insights into what that phrase might mean about Virginia Woolf. Could you share with us a little bit about that? And Janine, I think you were the one who talked a little bit specifically about that.
Well, of course, Virginia Woolf was a British writer, and she adopted a form of writing that allowed you to see the inner essence of the character. And in this play, we come to see the inner essences of these characters, and some of it's pretty dark. It's oftentimes that part of ourselves that we don't really want to share with anyone else, because I guess in modern vernacular we would call it our shadow, that dark side of ourselves. I think that's why the title to me is so poignant. Who's not afraid to show that part of themselves, that inner essence?
Well, let's get into the characters, if we could. Jim, could you fill us in on George and Martha and who they are and what they represent here?
Yeah, George is a professor of history at a small Northeastern college in New England. He's married to Martha. They've been married over 23 years. He's an academic. There are many references throughout the play to George and Martha as being children, and they've been to a drunken faculty party earlier in the evening. They think they're very clever, and they've made up a fun game referencing a famous British writer, Virginia Woolf, within a children's lyric. And I think that goes to the whole theme of the play, which is George and Martha, while adults and very smart, they're maybe too smart for their own good, and they are children in many ways, the way they deal with each other and the way they deal with others. And so it's their living room. That's where the action takes place. It begins at 2 a.m., and it ends at dawn. There's been a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, and it continues through the entire play. And it is a play about how people peel away the different layers of what we have of our persona in order to get down to who we really are.
There's an aspect in this that George had his own aspirations in life, but Martha had different aspirations. And Martha's father, who happens to be the president of the college, also had different aspirations. So there's a lot of needling about failure to live up to expectations going on.
Right. George has written books, or at least one book. George is an associate professor. He's not even a full professor. He's not running the department, as Martha reminds him quite often. And these are aspects of how George's life has never really been fulfilled professionally. And then personally, they've never had children. They probably wanted children. They couldn't have children. Without going too much into the plot.
Yeah, don't give it all away.
And Janin, you are, I guess, the central protagonist in this. You are the one who whips up the frenzy at this after-hours party and sort of begins by torturing George, but ends by being tortured yourself. Could you fill us in a little bit about how your character develops throughout the play?
Well, I think that Martha, over the 23-year marriage to George, has had expectations of him, and they've always fallen just short. She takes this opportunity through the course of the night to remind him of every time that he has fallen short of her expectations. And I think that she really sees her life and judges her life by George's successes and failures. And because he's had so many failures, she sees herself as a failure as well. George and Martha love each other. They've been married for 23 years, so there has to be something there to keep them together. But throughout the night, their boundaries come down, and they get a little vicious.
One of the underlying tensions that I get from both the play, reading it, and the movie is that they're almost intimidated by the new faculty person who is just beginning on their career while theirs are winding down. And it's almost as if they seek to undermine that youthful exuberance by taking these relatively unjaded people and jading them very quickly.
Yeah, it's a double layer. George is jealous of the new young faculty member coming in to the college to teach. Yeah, so he's threatened by professionally in that way. More importantly, he's also on a personal level, he's worried and threatened that the young man could be taking his place with Martha. So there's several layers of friction and conflict. But then, as part of their games is, well, did it really happen, and are these just verbal games?
Now, Rachel, you have, I think, one of the most difficult roles that I've seen on stage, which is where you have to communicate who your character is more through your physical expression rather than your verbal expression. Do you find that a major challenge for you to pull off? Because you have to, without going into full mime, really communicate a lot with subtle gestures.
Yeah, I think that's the big challenge for me that I've been working with our director, Jared Watson. We're really good friends, so we've started off the bat, I've told him to be really honest with me about it because I tend to go towards comedic things, and it's, like you said, with Honey, she has a handful of lines, and she kind of just throws them in there, and you really get to see her character develop through the night. I don't know, it's more the things she doesn't say than the things she does.
So. And also the interrelationship with her husband, who
is
going to be played by Luke Sexton, correct?
Yes, who isn't here.
So he is, again, that sort of unjaded faculty member who's about to get jaded real quick and learn, you know, what a faculty environment can be like. There's a lot of interpersonal interplay on any faculty and a lot of sometimes negative interplay.
What I think is so wonderful, what Edward Albee did, is he took this young couple that's beautiful, I guess. You know, George and Martha think they're beautiful. But they come into this house that allows them to be a little unclean, a little dirty, and it gives them this freedom to kind of reveal themselves a little bit more.
I think it would be surprising to the theater goer to realize how much they learn about these people in a very short amount of time and how their impressions change of these people from the minute they come in the door to the minute they leave.
Yeah, how much is revealed? How much they just...
That inner essence once again.
I would say one of the biggest, I think, character changes for me is Nick's character. Just seeing how Luke plays him and the way that he's written. He just goes from well put together to shambles almost.
To a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. And all thanks to George and Martha.
One of the things that I notice is, he's torn down. He's brought to a shambles is the way George and Martha proceed to strip away all of the facade of these two characters. Could you tell us a little bit about the methodology of that?
Well, it's verbal gamesmanship. At the beginning of the play, the first half of the play, is George and Martha are testing the two new ones they've brought into their house. So there's lots of fencing and fenting and fighting, but in a playful way. And then as the evening wears on, as the alcohol flows, tempers flare, more layers get peeled away, and it gets pretty raw.
Well, some confidences get breached, too.
Yeah.
There's a point in the play when Nick confides in George, lets down his guard, and shares some personal information that George later pulls out and uses against Nick when it suits his own purpose. And Nick feels betrayed and let down.
And so does Honey.
And so does Honey.
Nick betrays her. And then on top of all that, though, there's still the loving relationship between George and Martha. And whether these hurtful things that they do and say to each other and to the others, if they're serious or not, there's very much an element that Albee is brilliant in creating of throwing the audience off track. There is no black and white. Right. It's a very gray area, and it's fluid, and you never know who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth.
Oh, I think you can tell that Honey tells the truth all the time. I don't think she's a...
That's true.
There's a mean bone in her body.
And she's sort of the victim.
Well, that makes her extremely vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I wanted to say something on the fact that I've heard a lot of people say, you know, Honey's the dumb character. She's the dumb wife. I just wanted to say that I don't think that she is dumb at all. I think that she's a very trusting person, and that leaves her open to get hurt very easily, and that comes from, you know, being naive and wanting just to be truthful and honest. And I think she's trying to make these connections with these people to really to help her husband and to help her life be better in this new community. And so I really do think that she is just a very trusting person, and so that leads her to be vulnerable in a world where everybody has ulterior motives.
So really, in this play of all of the people who get an education that night, she's sort of educated about who to trust, who not to trust in life, and what to trust them with.
Yes, I think if there was like the day after, you know, at the Nick and Honey's house, that life would be absolutely different.
Well, Missy, you've been left out of all of this, because one of the missions that I understand from your website is to bring in young people who really are interested in acting and helping them see how to explore a very difficult set of roles like this. Can you tell us a little bit about how Stage Center goes about doing that, the classes you offer, how the audition process works, and all of the teaching opportunities that are available out there for young people who want to learn about acting?
We offer, Stage Center has a main stage, and we have a School of Performing Arts. So our main stage productions, we get to kind of get a new outlook on old art, maybe in some cases, and we have a mission of bringing some new things into the Shreveport area that maybe musicals or plays that haven't been done before. And if they are things that have been done before, maybe it's a fresh eye and a fresh take on those productions. And so with our School of Performing Arts, we offer classes to children that are from ages around 6 to age 17, and they can enroll in all different types of classes. They can take voice lessons. We have acting classes that are taught by some of our main stage actors, like Miss Rachel McGill and myself. And by us having a main stage and an academy, that way students can get to watch their teachers and watch their instructors and have role models and mentors their whole process of learning what theater is all about.
Okay. And you actually have a troupe that goes out and takes some of these little like mini performances out.
Our little performance troupe, they're amazing kids. They do travel around this area, and they'll perform at any type of event. And they're incredibly talented kids, and they put a lot of work into it, even if it is a 30-minute production of Winnie the Pooh. They just really, they give it all that they've got, and they're incredible kids, yeah.
I want to thank you all for coming in this morning. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jim Coles, along with Janin Pugh, Rachel Lee McGill, and Missy Weiss, who stopped by this morning to talk with me about Stage Center's new production of Edward Albee's award-winning play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? It opens tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City. And for showtimes and ticket information, you can call Stage Center at 318-218-9978. That's 318-218-9978, or you can visit them on the web at stagecenterla.com. That's stagecenterla.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
George, who is out somewhere there in the dark, who is good to me, whom I revile, who can keep learning the games we play as quickly as I can change them, who can make me happy, and I do not wish to be happy. Yes, I do wish to be happy.